I'm Simon. If I don't know you, it's good to be here. It's a great video illustrating carrying baggage. Hopefully some of the baggage has gotten your way or it's impeded your view of the screen, because baggage is a bit like that. It affects what we do and who we are. I just want to talk just for a few moments, and then we're going to do kind of a response thing. We all carry baggage, that's what the video said. The people we meet and the things that we do, the things that we don't do, all add baggage to our lives. Each one of us here is carrying baggage. We've walked into this room carrying baggage. Whether it's worries or guilt or anger, regret, jealousy, the list goes on. It's sometimes not conscious that we pick up baggage. Sometimes it's when we look back and see things that we're still affected by. Something someone said to us or did to us years ago. And there's days when we forget we're carrying baggage. We distract ourselves. But it's still there. It's not until we see that person again or in the same place that we remember that we have baggage. Someone says something or makes a joke about something, and we're reminded. We can choose to continue to carry the baggage when we leave here and when we enter into our weeks. But the baggage still affects us. The baggage you carry interferes with your relationships with people, your interactions with others, the way you see yourself and the way you see others. For me, there's been different times where I've carried different baggage. One thing that I've moved on from now, thankfully, I remember being in primary school. So that would have been the 90s or something like that, 80s, 90s. 80s, yeah, it was 80s. 2006, I think. And I remember Doc Martin shoes were big then. I don't know if they're selling them again now, so must have been cool. But Doc Martin shoes were black shoes. You could get them in boots as well. Like 14-hole boots, 16-hole boots, depending on the amount of holes there was for the laces. And I remember really wanting these pair of shoes. They're black shoes with yellow stitching around the side. And on the sole, it said that they were okay for petroleum and oil. You could walk in anything in them. But anyway, they were cool and everyone had them and I wanted a pair. So for weeks, I think it was, we went around different shoe shops. I remember going around with mum and dad trying to find these Doc Martin shoes. And obviously everyone was doing copies of them. So there's loads of black shoes, but just no yellow stitching on them. And there was no way I wasn't getting those. It was only the ones with the yellow stitching. So eventually we found them, bought them. It's just the shoes, not the boots. And I wore them to school, in primary school, one day. And I didn't really think through the rest of what I was wearing. So most people would have worn them with jeans and shirts, and I wore them with like a matching red tracksuit. So it's like red tracksuit bottoms and a red jumper, kind of tight tracksuit bottoms with black Doc Martin shoes. And I got slagged and bullied probably a little bit. And for a while after that, I suppose I did carry that baggage of kind of conscious of what I wore. Obviously, I've lost that now. I'm not that conscious of it. There's been other things as well, slightly more serious things, I suppose. There's been times in the past where I remember one particular leader when I was much younger, Christian, and thinking about leading, and they didn't have a huge amount of faith or trust in me. So it would say things like, well, you know, Simon wouldn't be able to do that, or Simon wouldn't be able to do this. And for a while that affected me, I suppose because my relationship with Jesus wasn't that strong. I was looking for what I was able to do. I've probably moved past that as well. But I know other things still affect me, still impact my life, whether it's talking to certain people, wondering whether, you know, does this person really want to talk to me? And I get nervous talking to people, certain people. It's fine here in a place where I work, but not in random places when I meet new people. So that's one thing, baggage, that I suppose I still hold on to. Some things like the Doc Martin shoes are insignificant, but other things are more serious. Sometimes some of the hardest things that we carry with us are words or actions from a friend or a family member. Or maybe there's situations going on with you now. Something that you can't see a way out of, that you're taking on the responsibility and baggage of dealing with. Maybe it's as you compare yourself to others, that they're better at something than you, or they got away with something and you didn't, or maybe it's guilt. We can decide to carry the baggage that we have and continue to take up more and more baggage, as he did in the video, as we go through life. So for some of us, we can do that, and for some of us, some of the baggage doesn't really affect all that many relationships, but it does affect some. It's a marriage or a close friend. And sometimes baggage can render us useless or anonymous. People can't even see the real you anymore because of all the baggage. We can continue to carry it or we can deal with it. In Matthew 11, 28 to 30, which the guy in the video quoted there, I'm just going to read it out. It says, "Come to me," this is Jesus talking, "come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come to me, all of you who are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." Come to Jesus and he will lighten the load and take the burdens that we carry. There are many things in this world that try to release us from this. Things like new clothes, new material items, new jobs, living in a new place. During the week there, I was doing the shopping and come across these shower gels. I don't know if you've noticed them. Radox have all these ones about feeling. So you get like one that says, feel enchanted, feel passionate, feel bubbly, feel alive. As if washing in some magic potion may alter our personality and change our past. And those things, maybe not the Radox, may alleviate the stress and strain that we're under temporarily, but not ultimately. But God promises to. He promises to lead us, to shelter us, to love us, and look after us. I'm just going to read Psalm 23. You may never have heard this before, or you may have heard it hundreds of times. There's been songs written about it. I just want you to listen to it. Close your eyes if you want to. Just reflect on the words in this. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He refreshes me. He makes me lie down. He leads me. He guides me." We need to find our self-worth not in the things of this world or the things that people say about us, but in Jesus. We need to see our value in him and what he has done for us. He offers to take these things from us because he has lived this life. He knows. Jesus was punished and ridiculed and beaten and spat at and laughed at and shouted at. But yet he lived this life free, loving and showing grace to all, us included. He's offered us the opportunity to offload some of the baggage that we carry, take the sin and the guilt and the lies, the words people have said to us, so we can live a free and abundant life. We need to listen to what he says. I just want to read those few verses from Matthew again. And then I want you just to reflect on maybe some of the words that are around us, some of the things that were said in the video, or some of the passages that I've read out. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Some of you I don't know, and I don't know what you're going through or what you're thinking about. Others I do, and I know that each one of us carry baggage and are going through things that are hard. The band are going to come back up, and we're going to sing a few more songs. But what I'd like you to do is while we're singing the song, is just to reflect and think about what is God saying to me. What are some of the baggage, some of the things from my past, maybe when I was 5 years old, or maybe when I was 50 years old. Some of the things that people have said to us that we've held on to and haven't forgiven. Or maybe some of the things that are going on right now. Think about some of the baggage that that you may have. There's some paper and pens, and what I'd like you to do is write it down. No one's going to read this. What I'd like you to do is write it down just on a piece of paper. And then we're going to do a bit of a response, a physical response, as in we're going to get out of our seat. Not everyone has to. Ideally, I want you to do this in your heart and to give these things to God in your heart, not just write them on a piece of paper. But what I'd like you to do is write it on a piece of paper, and then I'm going to encourage you to come up. There's lots of bags here. What I'd like you to do is find a bag and put it in one of the bags. And what I want you to do is just leave it up here in a kind of physical show of, I'm giving this to God, I'm handing this over, and let God take it from me. And if you'd like, Alison and Michael and Richard and Wendy will be offering prayer, just very simple, just two-sentence prayer as you sit down, just to give it to God. So if you'd like, they'll be standing there, they'll pray with you very briefly, they won't ask you any questions, and then you can go and sit down. And there will be an opportunity if you want to go further prayer or want to talk more about something, then you're welcome to do that. But all I want you to do now is just reflect, ask God, what is it? What baggage am I holding on to that's weighing me down? Write it down on the piece of paper, and then you're going to give it to God physically here, but also in your heart. And then if you'd like to pray with those people, they'll pray for you very briefly before you sit down. So let's sing a song, and then you can start doing that. The paper will be passed around. Let me just pray as well. Father, we have come here this morning, maybe with masks on and trying to keep a smile on our faces because actually our lives aren't great. Father, there's bags hanging off us now that are weighing us down. Some things that are actually affecting our interaction with other people because we haven't let go of them. Some of the bags are affecting our relationship with you. Maybe we're blaming you for something. Father, in the Psalms it says, search me and know me. Father, I pray that you might look into our lives as a loving Father and a God who cares and wants to guide us and lead us. That we may see things that we're holding on to, things that are affecting our lives. That we may be able to physically offer them to you as we come to the front, but also in our heart, that we may release them and let go of them. Because we want to live this free and abundant life. And Father, yeah, we mightn't feel like it this morning, or maybe we're not quite in the mood, but it's those things that are holding us back, are holding on to us, that we need to let go of.